Now it's time for you and I to enter in to a place before the Lord where the secret of the ages of simple faith can be received into your life. Are you ready? Lord Jesus, I submit to you that you have clothed upon me and have saturated me with your heavenly blood, in which every living thing hath died, and hath opened my mind to your mystery of faith. Many people, the religious teachings have struggled with the Bible teaching of a faith as a grain of mustard seed, not understanding that the faith, how it is worked out in their life, they struggle to try to make it work. So it's now time for you, just before you move into your ministry, to get an understanding of how faith can be developed in you and how it has been developed in you. You have come from a place of no faith working in your life, to where now you have a faith that moves through you to where you can believe almost anything. And you don't know how you came to this place. Oh. But it's time now to understand how that you were brought to this place so that you can begin to live personally in your life, to possess that ministry that Christ has given you, and to enter on into the fullness of Christ for your life. Are you ready to begin to understand him? Then let's close our eyes. Lord Jesus, I accept. You're right there before me. I just feel him come alive and reach out to me. Oh. Now, why were you able to feel Jesus? Why were you able to feel him when people down through the ages have struggled and tried and studied, spent all many years of their life studying the Bible and different theologies and were never able to feel him? Ooh. What was it that you did that made him appear before you? Was it because that you were good in any way? Was it because of any great work that you have accomplished? What made him appear before you in the heavenlies? What made you begin to feel something that people spend their lives and go down to death and never feel? Lord Jesus. Let's do it again. And do it a little fuller this time. And let's see what happens. Oh, Lord Jesus. I accept. You're right there before me. Shining in the power of your resurrection. Ooh. Ooh. Fire and glory. Oh. Lord Jesus. I accept that the presence of your person of fire and glory hath covered me and hath saturated me. Ooh, now feel the mighty power of that fire and glory covering and saturating. Person of flesh and blood. Why were you able to actually feel the presence of a heavenly creature, Jesus Christ, and actually feel him clothe upon you and saturate you? And yet when you search it out, you didn't do a thing, did you? Ooh. But you did do something. You did. You used a mustard seed of faith. Faith that just so small you didn't even know it was there. And you submitted it into obedience unto the one that was leading you. And that mustard seed of faith became the resurrected, glorified body of Jesus Christ. Oh, and it became the clothing upon of his power, his fire, and his glory. Oh, and you did it because of a simple rule of God. Is that if you will buy a mustard seed of faith, faith that you don't even know you have, faith as a grain of sand, if you will, by the confession of your mouth, identify yourself with him, then it becomes his business to reveal himself and move through you whatsoever you say. Now, Satan uses this same principle. And he put it in you ever since you were born. He gets you to identify with him. And then he controls you. He puts worry upon you. And you identify with, I am being worried, with a confession of your mouth. And then he controls you with worry. But if you identify yourself with any revelation of Jesus Christ that hath destroyed that worry, then that worry leaves. Simple identifying of yourself. God has said, the way that you identified with Satan, if you will identify me with me in truth, I will deliver you from the power of Satan. But if you continue to identify yourself with the works of Satan, you block my hand, I cannot move you. Oh. Satan tricks you, and he did it through religious teachings, and the way of the world tells you, you've got to have great faith. The faith that you have is not even yours, it's a gift. It comes in a gentle moving from Jesus. Live by faith, yet not my faith, but the faith of the Son of God. Once you open your mouth and confess, then that faith begins to move in you and build in you, and all the heavens begin to open up. Oh, oh, oh. One confession of your mouth or one thought of your mind will ensnare you into Satan. But the same principle, God says, I'm greater. So one thought of your mind And one confession of your mouth will take you out of his hand and put you in my hand. Oh, Lord Jesus. Now, up until this time, you have been living off of the word and faith coming through me. I would plant in your mind a word, a teaching that Christ was there alive. You would accept it in obedience, and boy, he'd come alive, wouldn't he? Oh. Everything you have received by you obediently identifying yourself with the things that were given unto you. Do you understand this? Oh. When you took the bread and the wine and you identified it as being the righteous blood and the righteous body of Jesus Christ, what happened to you? Taking simple things. He called you to identify yourself with some work of his, didn't he? And then when you identified in simple obedience, he began to move that work through you. Oh. You were ensnared or tricked into the glory of God by Christ being revealed there on the cross, crucified, and the statement that you were absorbed in him, has been absorbed in him. You accepted that, and as you identified yourself with that, the Holy Ghost put you in him. And every step of the way, when you identified with Jesus Christ, oh, by the thought of your mind and the confession of your mouth, he did the work in you. But every step of the way, when you turned and began to identify yourself with Satan, you began to get ensnared, didn't you? Oh, and you would come to me to try to tell me about how Satan was doing this to you, and you had trouble, you had problems, this and that, and other, and I'd say, shut your mouth. Well, what did he tell me? Shut my mouth. I don't want you to make a league with Satan in front of me, Eileen. Oh. One thought of your mouth, one thought of your mind, one confession of your mouth lets him ensnare you. And if I let you do it and begin to get in there and wrestle with you, then he ensnares you and I both, and we both in trouble. And while I'm in there wrestling with you, he's ensnared you and me together, and the whole body is suffering. While I'm ensnared with you trying to push and worry me, if I let it be, then the whole body is suffering. But I have a weapon. Oh. I shall not bear the works of Satan. Though you have two weapons. I have the love of Christ put inside me and have his blood. Because by the iniquity of one, in one person struggling and striving and listening to Satan, the whole body shall not suffer. And you shall not make it suffer. Oh. If you must suffer until you get to where that you decide you're going to obey the Lord and identify yourself, then you must suffer. And I'll weep with you. I'll help you, as the Lord showed me, but you'll stand and suffer until you accept I am going to identify with Christ. Oh. Oh. Many of you have received the teachings of the Lord, how that your sickness hath been placed upon the body of Jesus Christ, hath been destroyed. How that his touch makes you whole. How that even his presence blows diseases out of your body. But you have been deceived. You have chosen to agree with Satan. When he hits you with a disease, you choose to say, I'm sick. In your mind, you choose to think, I'm sick. In your mouth, you choose to think, I'm sick. Therefore, making a league with Satan, you come to me to get healing. And up until this time, you have received healing. Oh. But now it's time for you to grow up and begin to, when something strikes you, take that thing to the Lord and begin to identify that thing with the Lord, that it is destroyed, have be healed, and stay right there before him, whispering your confessions of has been, and letting the heavenly blood that in which every living thing has been destroyed cleanse you and purify you. Oh. Now it's very simple. In Job's suffering in the Old Testament, he painted this picture very plain. All of Job's suffering. He lost all his family, all his health, and he went on to death. And just before he died, one little thing whispered to him. You know what it was? All of these things have come upon you because you made a league to agree with Satan. Now I give you a chance. You make a league with me that you have been delivered. And the Lord God shall deliver. He said, yes, Lord. And oh. Identifying yourself with Christ. The secret. Not trying to have faith. Not even relying upon your own faith. But coming before the Lord in obedience, confessing with your mouth the Lord Jesus, and believing in your heart just what he said in simplicity, and let him perform the work. Oh, Lord Jesus. Now, you know why you try to have great faith? You've been taught that you're supposed to have great faith. Religious Satan has taught you you're supposed to have great faith. Hasn't he? Try to talk to even teach you that you can really please Brother Pruitt if you have great faith. But you see me moving, I don't even have great faith. I don't have any faith except the faith of Jesus. Oh! Silly sometimes. But when he tells me, and it's what I did, to stand before me and whirl this towel seven times, and I will fill it, oh, with my heavenly blood, in which everything hath died, in which is in the air. I can't see it, but in obedience, I... Whoosh, 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 whoosh. Purity, and in order to keep you in simplicity, he has given you things to identify yourself with, to deliver you from that old religious Satan that's told you you've got to have great faith, and deliver you into his order, which is dependent not upon your faith, but upon him and his faithfulness to deliver just what he said he'd do. Mysteries of the ages that the Lord God spoke that he would deliver to his people in the last days. And he hath delivered it. That it is not you that does the work. Oh, it is me. But I must have a vessel. And since you're so weak, till I can't do my work through you, all I'll require of you is for you to identify with me. with a confession in your mouth and a thought of your mind, and then I will move in power through you. Since the order of Satan is to try to do great works, I will give you my order. My order is for you to do no works. Only identify them with me and let me move my works through you. Oh. Oh. Again, thus saith the Lord, I deliver unto you now my covenant of heavenly faith. And I deliver it unto you in this way. If thou will lay before me, even now, all of your so-called faith, I will burn it with my fire, and I will bring you the simplicity of my faith moving in your life. Oh, will you do this? Lord Jesus, you're right there before me, filled with fire and glory. In obedience to you, I lay all of my whole faith right upon that body of fire and glory, and I say it has been destroyed, and now I have your simple faith. Now feel that anointing of faith move. Oh. 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 Ika bahari anna bashia la la bahar. Oh. A covenant of faith that started back in the life of Moses and was finished in Jesus Christ. But God said that when he began to restore again his kingdom in earth, it would be as his servant Moses coming up out of Egypt. That everything would be done after that order through Jesus Christ. Oh, a covenant of faith that God delivered to Moses after Moses, through much suffering, became the meekest man on the face of the earth. He had nothing. He didn't even have a mouth to speak with. He had no home. He had to leave his home because he murdered an Egyptian and wandered around in the desert. Down to nothing, he looked up. And the Lord said, I give unto you, in these, not these words, but in written on the wind, it's these words, I give unto you my faith. And Moses said, being nothing, thy servant, Lord. Oh. Oh. And then the burning of the bush. Said, who art thou? I'm the God of Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, the one that liveth forever and ever. And he said, thy servant, Lord. And it was a pattern in his life. Every time that a job was ready to be done, he never did rely upon his own faith. He always identified himself with the Lord and said, in this situation, your servant, Lord. Oh, and in that faith of God began to move through him, and judgment was brought upon the enemies of God, and the people of God were delivered. But there were many prophets of God and great men of God in all of those 3 million people that were in bondage in Egypt. Great men of God, they spoke great swelling words. And they moved around among the people crying, thus saith the Lord, and everything they said was true. But they couldn't do a thing. Great leaders of the people. Now they were in bondage with the people. And they were moving around saying, thus saith the Lord, and thus saith the Lord. And everything they said was true. But they were still in bondage. Because they had said unto themselves, I am a great prophet of God. I am a great prophet of God. But when God appeared to Moses, he said, I am. You are not. I am. Ooh. Since you have come to the place to where you consider yourself nothing, then I am, that is the great I am ready to let you submit to me and to move my life through you. And many signs did he move through the simplicity of that faith of a man that learned the secret of not being anything before the Lord and not trying before the Lord, but simply identifying himself with a burning bush of the great I am and letting him move through it. Took a dead stick and simple obedience to the Lord, threw it on the ground and it grew. Took another and threw it on the ground and it became a snake. Simple little thing. And you've been taught this from the time we started moving in this. Simplicity of identifying yourself with Christ, but not identifying yourself with Satan. Lord Jesus. Ooh. Now, we're ready to be presented before the Lord. One of the commandments of the Lord, following the order as set forth through Jesus Christ, started way back in the Old Testament and under the law with Moses and confirmed through Jesus Christ, is that all vessels of my chosen heavenly vessels must be brought before me and shall be purified with my heavenly blood. And all hindrances in their life shall be destroyed before me until I say it is enough. Now, under the early church, before the plan of God was fulfilled in the last seventh suffering of Jesus Christ, they had to be presented before the council of men. But now, since the completed work of Christ is finished, and he is now one inside of the Father. He is not one with him outside anymore. He's one inside. Now it becomes the order of God not to follow the order of the 12, which were appointed and given to hold the inheritance of God in the earth, but to follow the order of the 70, which are a type of being presented before the Lord personally. To there begin to start in their life a purifying and a destroying of those things that would hinder their ministry, so that they can be a heavenly vessel filled with the power of God. Now, I don't know whether you like this or not, but I would have it no other way. I dreaded with a dread that almost consumed me the responsibility of having to place you before me. But God, I knew that one little mistake would ruin you and ruin me. And with fear and trembling, I dreaded this. Not having revealed to me yet the plan of God, I began to move. And begin to identify myself in simple faith with the perfect plan of the Lord for your life. Not built upon the order of the old, but built upon the order of the new. And he spoke, you shall not have the responsibility of purifying my people. You shall merely stand with them before me, and you shall purify them of what I say until I say it's enough. And then when I say it's enough, then I will deliver unto them a time to where they can put this in practice. And then I will lead them and give them the anointing of the power of heaven, and they shall move into their ministry. So in obedience to the Lord, this is what I do. Are you ready for it? Now, how am I going to present you? According to John, the 14th chapter, I will present you in this order. Jesus said, at that day, you shall know that I am in the Father, and you in me, and I in you. The plan is very simple. Jesus is standing facing you right there in the Father, and the Father is in him facing you. Through him and around him. It's very simple. And he has said to you that now you are in him. Do you believe that? Do you accept it? Do you identify with that? Then what will we do? We will come up to him face to face, you and I. And we will present ourselves and make our confession that he is in the Father, and that we are in him. And there, when we feel the power of the Holy Spirit come down on you, we will turn you around and put you inside of him. Just like he said. Well, what will be your part in it, Brother Put? I am the servant. I will still stand facing him. The servant, you know, served unto the people. I will stand facing him, and I will get from him to the best of my ability the things that need to be destroyed out of your life, and I, with the heavenly blood, in which every living thing hath died, I will destroy it in obedience to him. It is that simple. Now, you may not be able to stand it over three or four times, but it'll set a principle in your life that will begin to let you purify yourself through the blood of Jesus Christ and make yourself ready to be set in his arms. Now, how do we come to him, to his throne? The blood of Jesus. Lord Jesus,
I accept
that you're right there alive.
Ooh,
head and hair white as wool.
White as snow.
Resurrection fire.
Shining all in your body.
Feet like fine brass burned in a furnace.
Eyes like fire.
And shining out from you.
And through you.
Is the glory of my Father.
I now present myself to
you. Now just feel the glory. Move down. I will now turn him around and place him inside of Christ. Watch him begin to shine if you don't believe he's in there. Feel him just clothe upon him. Just flesh of his flesh, bone of his bone. Resurrected bone of his bone. Resurrected flesh of his flesh. Now what will I do? Out from him is coming that voice of a sound of many waters, wave after wave. I will identify myself in simple faith with that voice, and whatever he speaks, I will speak it to him, and through the covenant of the blood that he's given us, in which every living thing hath died, I will destroy it in obedience to him, and then he will move in his next step. Oh, Lord Jesus, I accept as your servant that the voice of many waters hath been made to rise inside of me. Righteous heavenly blood. Oh, in which every living thing hath died. Satan hath died in your mind. Worry hath died in your body. Heavenly blood, in which every living thing hath died. Striving hath died in your mind. Akambahashikalalalavaraya. Oh, a heavenly vessel of the Lord, purified by the heavenly blood, in which every living thing hath died. Your own way hath died in the Lord. Your own desires hath died. Oh, kabahashika bahabaha. Oh, barashika mbasandaha. Yea, and I would speak unto thee something, yea, that I have brought alive in thee, saith the Lord. I have brought alive in thee my authority that thou hast shunned. And when thou hast not moved in thy family, and hath not required that thy family and thy children walk in obedience, because, yea, mine enemy Satan hath whispered unto you that they are not your family, they are not your children. But now, saith the Lord, I give them unto thee, even as I have given unto thee your wife, saith the Lord. Oh, this resistance of Satan against the family hath been destroyed. Every living thing in that hath been destroyed. For ye, is it not written in my word, yea, that my elder must have his family in subjection with all gravity, and he must lead them and move them into my life, saith the Lord. For yea, I have revealed to you even in simplicity that my first church is in my home. And there is the root of mine enemy Satan, is in the home and in the children. And I shall not be a root of Satan. For yea, I have made thee the root of the offspring of David, even the mighty Christ in earth. And I shall move in obedience to me, and I shall bring authority and the order into my first church, thy home, saith the Lord. Every living thing hath been destroyed. Oh, just stay right there. I present you before the Lord. Right there. In you, that resentment of authority toward your children hath been destroyed. And I say unto you, they are no more your children, but they belong unto me, saith the Lord. Satan hath been destroyed in that mind. Satan hath been destroyed in that life. Oh, you may be seated. Now, you didn't know that, did you? Stand right there. But the one that has the voice sound the many waters, he knows that. And he moves to tear it out of there. Furthermore, saith the Lord, in this hand, until thou dost receive thy garments rolled in blood and fire, in this hand I give unto thee the heavenly blood, in which every living thing hath been destroyed. And this hand hath been made to drip with my heavenly blood. And I shall lay this hand upon thee and use it for a time to destroy every living thing that doth try to come against thee, saith the Lord. Being thus through for a while, I, the Lord thy God, do baptize thee with a mighty rushing of the wind of the Holy Ghost that doth bring thee alive in the wind of my power, saith the Lord. Ha-pa-ha! Oh,
which every living thing hath been destroyed. Satan hath been destroyed in his mind. Under Hashia. O Kashikabaha. O Rambahashikala Rabrahoya. Hath been destroyed. Now you know what I'm doing, going around to you with this. As a servant of the Lord, I have already submitted to him that I do not know anything. So I have no right to come back and say, now, I'll pick out a certain person to be next. Now, you would pick out whoever you liked or not pick out the one you disliked, wouldn't you? Ooh. But then in doing that, I would take the work of the Lord away from him. So I go around moving by the Spirit until the Lord says, that's the one. And when he says, that's the one, well, that's the one I get. Oh, say, well, they may not even look like they're ready. Well, it doesn't make any difference. He said, that's the one. And since they're your heavenly vessels, he has the right to choose you. Oh, ka la 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 Brian. Oh, now I'll tell you what. Let me magnify my ministry just a little while. But if you will watch me moving in the Spirit, even though I do it imperfectly, you do it less perfectly. But if you will watch me moving in the Spirit, first thing you know, you'll begin to see and begin to be able to do the very same things I'm doing and even greater things than these. Because I'm only moving in the foundation. If you'll watch me staying in a dream and just keep your eyes about half open, if you'll watch me, you'll see the Spirit of God when he said, pew, and choose his people. And you'll feel it. And then you'll begin to learn just how to do it yourself. All right? Oh, 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 oh. But you're not going to see by my action, because I fooled you. I walked all the way on the other side. When I walked up to her a while ago, I'd been sprinkling all of you with the blood. You notice when I walked up there, Spirit of God went, phew, and I walked off. That's the one. Oh, someone come and move. Brother Ron, out of the way. Don't disturb him now. Don't handle him rough. Somebody get his feet there. Move him around. Just leave him alone. Oh, 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 oh. Lord Jesus, I accept you right there before me. Eyes like fire. Your body's shining with resurrection fire and glory. Head and hair white as wool, as white as snow. Feet like fine brass burned in a furnace. And out from you and through you is flowing the glory and grace of my Father. Oh, now just feel him come alive. Many of you begin to see him. Oh, 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 oh. In obedience to the Lord, I now put you right on the inside of Jesus. Someone come help me hold. Stand around here. Don't stand in Jesus. Stand and hold her hand. Now, being a servant of the Lord, I don't know what she needs. I'm determined not to know what she needs. But I identify myself with that voice and the sound of many waters that's flowing out from Jesus. And the end of my spirit and into my mind begins to go her needs and begins to let me know what she needs. Okay? In the Lord's righteous heavenly blood, in which every living thing hath been destroyed. Oh. Notice first, I declare through the blood to have already been accomplished. To where whatever he reveals to me, I don't have to strive to make it happen. Oh, righteous living heavenly blood, in which every living thing hath died. Satan hath died. All workings of the enemy in this vessel hath died. Righteous living heavenly flesh, in which every living thing hath died. Oh. Notice what I'm doing now. I declare it already to be finished. Well, I won't strive with it and try to make it do in her life. Now it haven't been finished. Ooh, I identify myself with your voice. Ooh. Yeah, and for surely, saith the Lord, this day have I set thee free from that fear and dread that has been controlling thy life. I say unto thee, hath been destroyed. Oh, through the heavenly blood. Oh, thine enemy Satan that hath made thee fear and dread, the minister that I have given thee hath been destroyed, and thou art henceforth free, saith the Lord. Oh, shala baha baha baha. Oh, oh, galalabaraya hath been destroyed. Oh, 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 come on back now and get her ready. Get up again. Oh, 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 come on, buddy, y'all too. Oh, let's pick her back up and put her in the loft. Oh, that was so good when that thing left her. Devil been beating her. I've been sitting around. Seen him? Oh, dread, she'll never do it, never do it, never do it. Oh, that's Satan. Oh, he's trying to make you think you have to do it. You don't have to do it. Oh, oh. Oh, yeah, and furthermore, I would speak unto thee, saith the Lord, since I have moved this resistance out of thy life and hath destroyed it. Oh, thou art clean and pure before me. So I say unto thee, I hereby give thee a ministry. Yea, a ministry of identifying yourself with me and leading others into identifying their self with me, saith the Lord. And in doing this, thou shalt cause great healings and great miracles. And yea, in doing this, thou shalt not be established back into fear and dread, for it shall not be thee, but it shall be the Lord thy God working through thee, saith the Lord. O Kalabara, in which every living thing hath died. Umbaka shikabaha baha. Ngakaba shikabaha baha. O bahi shikabaha. Give unto thee, oh, in thy hands, even as in thy body, and thus cause thy hands to drip, yea, with the heavenly blood of my love, in which everything, living thing, hath been destroyed, saith the Lord. O kashi ka la 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 braya. You want to try it out? Come here, Danny. Show you something. Just reach your hand out that's dripping with blood and say every, you just tell him, every living thing hath been destroyed through the heavenly blood of Jesus. Someone else want to try it and feel a deliverance? Let's confess it. My hands dripping with the heavenly blood of Jesus. Every living thing hath been destroyed. You want to feel? feel some things go out of you? Come on. Just one at a time now. Oh, my hand's dripping with the heavenly blood of Jesus, who declares every living thing hath been destroyed. Oh, my hand's dripping with your heavenly blood, Lord Jesus, declares every living thing hath been destroyed. My hands dripping with the heavenly blood of Jesus declares every living thing in this mind and life hath been destroyed. Out of my hand hath been made to drip. Every living thing hath been destroyed. Heavenly blood of Jesus dripping out of my hand declares every living thing hath been destroyed. Now, Lord says stop. Oh, because you want to give her a chance to develop this. Not push her beyond her ministry. Again to confirm thee, saith the Lord, I do now bring a mighty visitation of the wind and the fire and the blood of the Holy Ghost down upon thee, saith the Lord. Hashabaha! I tell you, the order of God for this last day is something else. It takes the people, the children. It takes the people that have decided that they are nothing. That's who he takes. He takes those that have absolutely decided, I just cannot of my own self do nothing. And when they decide that, he puts them right in him. And he declared them a heavenly vessel, cleansing out a few little things. You know, most of the time, when you make that confession, Lord, I just can't do anything, most of the time, all that stuff leaves you. But a few little hanging on things there that'll block you, he just cleans them out of there, and you begin to move in power. Now listen, he called a group of people today that he said, from the least to the greatest, they shall know me. He's not called a bunch of great people. He's called a people from the least to the greatest. He called a body. And it's not a matter of a great ministry of healing or a great ministry of miracles or a great ministry of deliverance. He says even the child shall have it through the blood and the fire. This becomes especially hard for a person that hath not given one of their family up to Jesus. I could a bit more speak to him by the Spirit of God than I could fly with my toes unless I had delivered him up to the Lord, even as I delivered you.
And the first one that I deliver up, when I start delivering them up to the Lord, catch myself striving with them, is my family. I had to learn that lesson the hard way, but I learned it through much suffering. I deliver them up first. Say, there they are, I'm through. And they're not mine anymore, they belong to you. And then he's able to speak. And this is the way I deliver all of you up. This is the reason why I can move without respect to persons. Just about time you think you're a friend of mine, I begin to pounce on you. You know why I begin to pounce on you? Because you, Satan, want you to take advantage of a fleshly friendship with me, has deceived you into thinking that you have favor with me. And all the time I've been slipping you right back up to the Lord. Then when you walk up, you're not near the friend you thought I was. Because then I'm the servant of the Lord, and pounce, here you go. Oh. Oh. But if you understand this, this is the only way I can ever help you. I could give my life wrestling with you in fleshly friendship. And you and I both would be destroyed. I can't help you as a friend of the flesh, can I? Really, I can't. I can only help you as you and I are joined together in the love of Christ, and I have no more respect for you than I do the other. And then I can listen to the voice of the Lord. Well, you love one above the other. I can't. If I catch myself doing that, then I am sinning. Oh, yes, I'm sinning. Absolutely, I am sinning. With Sister Faye over here, and all of her love and all of her goodness, mind just every time I'm turning around, she's giving me something. The Lord through her is doing it. I know this is who's doing it. But my, she's giving me something, and just she can't hardly stay and send me be without gum or mints, and she watches me just like a hawk. And every just little things in the love of Christ begins to move through. But you know what I have to do with her? In order to help, I have to give her back up to Jesus. I have to accept that love. That's of you, Lord. But I can't respect her for that. I give her back up to you. Oh, and I take this one over here. Kathy, that's scared to death of me. She can't hardly be around me. Up till here lately. Then I have to put her up to the same place where Sister Faye is and say, now, Lord, with you, there's no respect to person. I love her and respect her as much as I love Sister Faith. Now, do you understand what I'm talking about? And when I do that, then that love of Christ begins to move and begins to deliver. But you, not understanding this, you have lived your life in respect to persons, and this will block you. But every one of you must go up to the Lord. Now, Brother Pelham here is just now beginning to understand that. He thought he was great friends of mine because we had been in the ministry so long. So he thought, surely I must get preferential treatment from Brother Pruitt, being deceived by Satan. This is what you thought. I must be able to go there and sit at the table and do what I please and waste his time, and he won't jump on me because I'm his friend. All the time I'm slipping him up to the Lord. Oh! And I slipped another, I won't even call the person's name, just a little nobody in the kingdom. I slipped them up at the same time. I want to tell you this for some of you that remember. And there I began to move in that little nobody's life because they knew there's nobody. And they begin to grow in the Lord. And then Brother Pelham said, oh, I must buy some things. So I'll get in there and help him. So he started helping my pounce, Tony. Oh, yes, Lord. Finding out I didn't need your help. I needed what I needed out of that other little person, submission and obedience. Oh. And he had to suffer long for that because every time I turn around, he is trying to help me, trying to get favors with me because he'd see other folks working and moving in. But he finally learned the secret.
that God doesn't need any of your favors, neither do I. He needs your submission, your obedience. And those other little people that were moving in, that was what they were giving, wasn't it? Oh!